You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A team of scientists at the University of Auckland have recently received a $1 million grant to investigate the link between babies having low weight at birth and developing heart problems later in life. The team will be using virtual models of the heart and placenta. I spoke to Associate Professor from the Auckland Bioengineering Institute at the University of Auckland, Alice Clark, who will co-lead the study alongside fellow academic Joe James, about how the study will be conducted and what the team hopes to achieve with its findings. Can you explain what you and your team will be investigating?
So when babies don't grow as well as they should do, that leads to risks later in life. So a baby that is born small might have a higher risk of cardiovascular disease later in life. And the work that we're going to be doing in this project relates to trying to understand at what stage that kind of cardiovascular risk emerges and how we could then early in life detect risk of later life heart problems that are associated with a pregnancy where a baby doesn't grow as well as it should do.
You say in the article Zooming into the Womb, there's strong evidence that predicting risk of cardiovascular disease early can lead to better monitoring, which can improve heart health later in life. How does this better monitoring lead to better heart health?
So for any condition, monitoring can help with detection of that condition earlier, right? So if you know that somebody is at a higher risk of a heart problem, you can call them in more often for tests. You can look at doing blood pressure tests or assessments of their heart, which then could detect a disease later on. But we can't do that for every single person. The cost of that would just be immense. So we can't just say, okay, you've been born smaller than expected. We're going to monitor you through your whole life. And people just wouldn't want that to happen. But if we can do a good job of predicting risk and deciding who should be monitored more closely, we can, with relatively low cost, pick out the right tests to do to determine when something is starting to decline in terms of somebody's heart health, and then we can diagnose problems earlier, which leads to earlier treatment and healthier lives.
You touched on this briefly before, but what is the aim of this research?
So the work that we're doing, we're developing what's called a virtual pregnancy or a virtual model of the human body. So what that is it's a representation of the human body that lives on a computer, and it allows us to do tests and look at risk prediction in a way that we couldn't do in real people, because it would mean us looking at tens of thousands of people and doing quite detailed tests on them. But we can do tests on a small amount of people and do further work on our virtual models that can help to predict risk. And so the aim of the research is to develop a computer-based human that responds in the same way as a real human would do to the things that drive growth in pregnancy, and that we can use to develop diagnostic techniques to improve health.
How will these virtual models work?
So what we do is we use the laws of physics to describe how blood flows from our heart through our body. And so we take in medical data or data from studies in the laboratory, and we define what the anatomy of pregnancy is on a computer. And then we use the laws of physics to predict how hard the heart has to pump, for example, to get blood through the body in different scenarios. And that tells us how likely it is to develop problems later, because if the heart has to pump harder from earlier in life to get blood through the body, it's more likely to experience stresses and strains that lead to later problems.
Will this difference between using virtual models rather than real pregnancies affect the accuracy of any findings?
Well, what the virtual models allow us to do is quickly and efficiently form hypotheses, so form ideas about what might be the drivers of health. They don't replace studies in real pregnancies, but they help us to guide the right studies. So it will speed up progress towards being able to do studies in pregnant populations where we look at the right targets for identifying future disease, and we can then improve the pace, I guess, of progress with these. They're not there to replace tests in real people.
What do you hope to get out of this research?
The goal is always to help people who are at risk of either complications in pregnancy or complications with their health, and to provide ways to ensure that we are giving people the right treatments at the right time, or performing the right monitoring to ensure that everybody lives a healthy life. So if we can contribute even a small amount to that, I think we will have achieved our goals.
That was Associate Professor from the University of Auckland, Alice Clark, speaking about virtual modelling of the placenta and heart and what it might reveal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.